USA Radio News.
The president told supporters today to get out and vote Republican and said the media will blame him if the GOP loses seats in Congress. Busy day for the president as he already gave a speech in Ohio. He's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and will be ending his night in Missouri. Sean Trendy is from Real Clear Politics. He joined Fox News and had a message for all the political pundits.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on Election Day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
U.S. troops and Customs and Border Protection officers have put barbed wire fencing in place as four caravans are headed towards the United States-Mexico border. The caravans have reportedly grown to approximately 12,000 Central American immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The U.S. has reimposed sanctions on Iran, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the details.
As the reimposed sanctions take effect, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is defiant, saying on state TV his nation will continue to sell oil despite the sanctions that are aimed at crippling the Iranian economy, which is already suffering. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying the sanctions are indeed some of the toughest that have ever been imposed.
We're going to continue to put pressure on Iran until we see that they're actually changing their behavior. We haven't seen that in the past.
Those sanctions were put back in place after President Trump pulled the nation out of the international deal aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 190 points, S&P 500 up 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On the eve of the midterm elections, a panel of war heroes sat down with Fox News and all agreed on one thing, that politicians need to come together to prioritize the country before their party line. Retired Army Ranger Sean Parnell also said,
veterans that raise their right hand to volunteer to serve this country and they go overseas and they get broke and they come back, they fight and bleed for their benefits on the battlefield. They shouldn't have to fight and bleed for their VA benefits here at home. And I want to make sure that everybody in this country is galvanized behind helping our veterans when they get back and making sure that they have access to the health care that they need.
Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer added,
the benefits that veterans are, you know, that they're, I mean, I'm going to say that they fought for, right? You know, that they should be getting. People are going to stand up for it, but even more importantly, like, I want people, somebody who's going to unite us, right? Somebody who's going to come in and they're going to vote for what's right, not necessarily, you know, just I'm going to vote this way just so I can stay in and get reelected, right? I want somebody who's going to come in, they're going to stand, they're going to make a difference.
More than 50,000 participants ran in the New York City Marathon, and it was a close finish. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Lalisa DeCisa, TCS New York City Marathon champion for 2018.
That call on ABC. It was DeCisa's first victory in five tries. He won with a powerful surge at the end. Mary Catani won the women's crown at the New York City Marathon for the fourth time in the past 5 years. She ran that race in 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, which is the second fastest time in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.